Hey, 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 welcome to the Home Care Bosses podcast. We are so excited that you are here. I'm Sue Dennis, the home care agency startup and growth expert and your host for the Home Care Bosses podcast. This podcast is made for overworked, frustrated, burnt out healthcare professional who are fed up with their day job and looking to build their own profitable home care agency so they can impact their corner of the world and have a business that fed their lives. And our goal here is to spread best practices about home care agency ownership so you can avoid costly mistakes, gain the confidence, and become the home care boss that you desire to be. So thank you so much for showing up today. We are so glad that you are here. So today's topic is what to expect in the first year as a home care agency owner. There's one misconception that we have out there, and I used to have this misconception as well. The misconception is that you start your home care agency today, the next day you're up and running and everything flows perfectly. You know what you're doing and your business overnight is successful. I wish I could tell you this is the truth, but that's not the truth. And I remember, I used to believe this, as I said earlier, and I remember when I was in the beginning stage of having my home care agency, I was looking for help and I reached out to a coach and consultant. And when I came to her, she said, "Hey, my program is 1 year." And when she said that, I basically stepped back and said, "What do you mean, ma'am? Why is the program 1 year?" I really couldn't understand. What am I going to learn? What is going to take a whole year to really why is it an entire year? I didn't understand. And now, in retrospective, as a business owner, I understand why. Because once you become a business owner, especially a home care agency owner, in the first year, there is so much to learn. Like the first year, really, your goal should be, I'm learning this business as much as possible. I'm learning this business. I'm learning how to run this business. I'm learning how to deliver my service impeccably. I'm learning. That should be the goal. The goal of the first year, should it even be to make like tons of money? That will come. But the goal of the first year is to really learn the business. So what can you expect in the first year? In the first year, I remember my first year. Before I can even tell you what to expect in the first year, let me tell you a little bit about my first year. So I remember I was really, when I started my business, I was excited and nervous. I was excited and afraid. I was excited of, hey, now I am my own boss, but I was also afraid that now I am my own boss. And I didn't really, I didn't know how this whole thing was going to basically go. But I remember in my first year, I worked the hardest that I ever worked in my life. If I estimate, I was working 70 to 80 hours a week in my first year. It probably was more because literally I don't even remember sleeping the first year because we were putting all that we can so we can learn the business. And in the first year also, we wear multiple hats. The first year is I'm the marketer, I'm marketing the business, I'm operating, sometimes people call off and you feel like you can't find a replacement. I'm filling in for those shifts because I cannot let my clients down. And we want to make sure our agency has the right reputation, a good reputation in our area. So it was so much really to do in the first year. And you doing all of this as you also learning, hey, somebody needs this. I'm going out there to see the clients. So it was definitely a lot. But once you do that work in the first year and you build your foundation that first year, the second year become so much more, of course, it's still hard work, but it becomes so much more easier because the first year you really have put in a lot, you know the business, at that time, it really become easier. And at that time, you are growing, you are having staff to help you do some of the things that you used to do, but you no longer, you're not the right person any longer to do. So what can you expect in your first year? First year, expect to be learning. You're going to be learning a lot, especially about operations. You're going to learn how to be your own boss, and you're learning it as you're doing it. You're going to learn a lot about how to operate your home care agency. Like, how do you schedule? How do you, if a situation arises, what do you do? Let's say a client complain and say they don't like this caregiver. What do you do? Let's say a caregiver complained that the client did something to them. What do you do? So expect the unexpected and expect to learn a lot about operations. Also, expect to make mistakes. Have some grace for yourself. This is the first time you're doing this. You don't know everything. No one knows everything, right? Expect to make mistakes. But when you make mistakes, and that's one of the things that happened to me in the first year, when we made mistakes, I will take those things personally and I'll feel bad, I'll be down, instead of looking at the mistakes as an opportunity. And that's how you have to look at mistakes in your business. It's an opportunity to make this process better. It is an opportunity to make your business better. So when you make a mistake, don't take it personal, have some grace, but also look at what can I learn from this experience so we can avoid making this mistake, right? Also, expect to be building a lot of processes and systems, because if you don't have processes and systems, your business won't be where you want it to be, right? So you need, and you're going to build those processes and systems as you go. You're going to need a system for everything. You're going to need a system for hiring, for example. You're going to need a system for every single thing that you need, because systems equal freedom. When you have systems, now you'll be able to get somebody and hire them and put them in a job, and you already give them the system, then they can thrive. Just like right now, if you have a job, your job, somebody created some systems. When you came, you didn't have to create things from scratch. They created a system and they say, hey, this is how you operate the system. And you made it work. That's the same thing. You have to build systems so you can allow your caregivers, your staff, your office staff to thrive because of system. And when you have systems, it make it easier for you, because now, if you hire somebody, you give them the system, you show them how to operate, they don't have to call you and ask you every single question. So it feels like, why did I hire them? Because I ended up doing the work that they were supposed to do, because they asked me so many questions. By the time I explain and give them the answer, you know what? I could have done this myself. So the first year, you're going to be building a system, so everything. You're going to build processes for everything. And expect, like I say, expect to work a lot in the first year. They feel like I did. For me, I did like 70 to 80 hours. Expect to do a lot. And I think that really, and the good thing is, it won't be like this every year. Like, as you're growing, you're going to be working less and less in the business. But as you're building, the business needs you. One of my best analogy is, think of your business as a baby. Like, when you just had a baby, or even if you never had a baby, you know somebody who has a baby, right? When they first had their baby, or you first had your baby, the baby is basically helpless. They can't do anything. They cannot do anything for themselves. as a parent, you have to be there to feed them, protect them, change their diapers, doing everything for them. Like the first year, you're putting in so much. Like you have to carry them. They can't walk. That's exactly how your business is in the first year. You have to do a lot for your business because the first year, your business is the baby. But as the baby starts to grow, let's say now the baby is 2 years old or 3 years old. Now the baby can do more. The baby can walk. The baby can eat by themselves. They can entertain themselves. You don't have to entertain them. So now you start stepping back a little bit. So that is the same way with your business. Expect to work a lot the first year. Definitely. One of the questions that I get is like, oh, can you do this part-time? Can you not work as much? The truth answer is you can do whatever you want, but you're also not going to get the same result, that the expected result. If you're not putting in the hours, you're not putting in the time to build the business like you really should, then you're not going to have the same results. Like, of course, you can put less hours, but if you do, you're not going to get results as fast. It's going to take what took somebody a year is going to take you 2 years to accomplish. So you have to make sure you keep that in mind. But one of the things I realized when you jump in this full time, you jump, you go all in, your chance of success increases because, you know, hey, I don't have that safety net. I don't have something else that I'm leaning on I don't have this other thing that's taking all of my time where I cannot focus on my business and grow it. Those are some of the things that I will say. Expect you as an owner to work in the business. I've seen some people where they don't work as much in their business, but those are very rare. Like in the first year, you want to work in the business and know what's going on, learn the business, know what's going on in the business. And as you grow, then you can step back. Also, expect to learn a lot about marketing because marketing, that's how people find you. So if you're not marketing and you don't know how, like the first year is the time for you to really learn about the marketing and really get outside of your comfort zone and do things that you will not have done before. And one of the things I will tell people, understand business, having a home care agency is not an overnight thing. It takes time to see results. It takes time to see results. It takes time to master being your own boss. So it's going to take time. So be patient. You're going to have obstacles. You're going to make mistakes. But be patient. Learn from those mistakes. And remember that it takes time to see the results that you are looking to have. And like I said earlier, expect the unexpected. Nothing surprises me anymore because I've seen it all. At least I think I've seen it all. But expect the unexpected. Expect the unexpected. And also, you're going to learn a lot emotionally. That's one of the things that I've learned. You're going to learn a lot about yourself. Expect to learn a lot about yourself that you probably didn't know before. And get ready mentally, emotionally. Get ready. Because there's going to be lots of different emotions that will pop up in the first year. And as you start dealing with having people work for you and all of those things. So expect to have a lot to bear mentally and emotionally. For me, one of the things that surprised me the most in my first year is caregiver's mindset. Caregivers don't have the same mindset. They have a specific mindset. They like any other type of people. They are some of the best crew in the world, but they have their own type of mindset. And that was something that really surprised me. Lots of time, caregiver is part of their mindset. They move on quickly. So that was really surprising. Like certain times, people will come they do all the things that you ask them to do. They did the interview. They give you all their paperwork, and on their and they told you they really needed this job. On the first day of work, you don't see them. That's I'm not saying expect the worst, but those things do actually happen. So those are some of the things. And also expect to serve. Expect to have like because you're going to be serving a lot. And it's going to be rewarding. This is a very rewarding business where you get to see, expect to see the impact of the care that you're giving to your clients directly. Like you can see the direct impact of what you are doing for your clients, as well as the direct impact for what you are doing for your caregivers. It always makes me so happy when a caregiver come and they are so appreciative of the work that we're able to provide them. When they're telling you, hey, the only way I was able to support my family is this month is because you gave me a chance, you gave me a job, you bet on me, and I thank you for that. The only reason why I was able to buy books to go to school this semester is because you gave me this opportunity, and I'm very grateful for that. So expect those as well. So, yeah, first year in business it's not easy. You're gonna have a lot to learn. You're not gonna see you're not gonna see the results right away. But if you stay consistent, if you stay persistent, if you keep on learning and mastering the operation, the marketing, the day-to-day of your business, you will see the results that you're looking for. So if you're looking to build your own profitable home care agency, I'd love to invite you to work with us. All you have to do, you can go on our website, homecarebossesunited.com, and there you can apply to work with us through our home care agency foundation program. It's a program where we help you build your agency on the right foundation. Not only will help you launch, we teach you how to operate the business, how to market, providing you with all the support that you need to lay the groundwork for your 6- and 7-figure home care agency. So thank you so much for listening to this podcast. And if you have any questions, let us know. And it's so easy to do so. All you have to do is go on Apple Podcasts. Make sure you leave us a review as well as a rating. Let us know, what do you think of the Home Care Bosses podcast? And in that review, if you have any questions related to home care agency startup, growth, put it there in the review and make sure you leave your name there if you want me to give you a shout out. So that's all you have to do. Once you do that, I'll find your questions and I'll answer your question live. And all you have to do is sit tight and wait for me to answer your question. Again, thank you so much for listening to this episode.